Now, the next matter on my list wasn't scheduled until after morning tea, but there's forward holdings here. Are you happy going out?
Yeah.
Good, come on up.
Bill Smelly, Ford Holdings. We farm down Arua, or down Maui actually, on the coast. Nobody wants to turn their back on the environment. I don't have the resources to get into intricate detail, so you'll see it's pretty simple what I've done. Yep. Is there any questions?
Can you just read what's been here? We'll just take. Do you want to read this to us? Are you happy if we just take
no,
it?
No, you just read it.
Okay, we'll just read it to ourselves.
It's basically just what suits our situation. I don't have the time to get involved with the cross, with the whole plan.
Yep, no, that's fine. You don't need to apologise for that at all. We'll just have a quick read of this and see if we have questions for you.
I am very, sceptical of this physiographic zone in the sense that I believe everybody has the right to be able to diversify. There may be slightly different conditions, but I believe that everybody has the right to diversify. All businesses have to make changes from time to time.
Just while the others are reading that, and I know that your submission primarily focused on stock exclusion, you may or may not be aware that central government has released some draft regulations on stock exclusion earlier this calendar year. We were expecting those final regulations to be released a couple of weeks ago, but they weren't, so now they won't be coming out until after the election. But the upshot of that is that the rules in this plan are pretty much going to have to fall in line with the national regulations that central government's going to put out. So as a hearings panel, our hands will be a little bit tied in terms of we can't have any provisions that are more lenient than whatever central government ends up putting out in its national regulations. So just letting you know that we're not going to have a blank page in terms of determining what the rules for stock exclusion should be in this region, and that's going to be the case across the whole of New Zealand. Central government's decided they're going to look after it. So, just letting you know that. See if we have any questions for you, Murray.
Yes, thanks, Mr. Smelly. There's a couple of things in your paper that you gave us today, and you talk about intensive winter grazing, subject to good management practices and practical setbacks. Can you elaborate on that and tell us what you consider to be good management practices and what practical, sensible setbacks are?
Good management practices. Well, good management practices, practical setbacks, is, I think that's there anyway that I would abide by. Good management practices to be able to monitor your stock on a day-to-day basis. I need a standoff area, which we've got standoff areas. Basically, we don't really crop graze anyway, but crop graze to me is reasonable distances from the waterways. Rate shifting, which we normally did every day, and follow-ups after that of breaks too, if necessary. So that's what I see as reasonable.
The standoff pad, would that be for all of the stock or just some?
Well, we basically have a standoff pad for quite a, well, for the winter basically.
Yeah. And the
20
degree and 25 degrees for cultivation. Can you explain the preference for 25 degrees?
Oh, well, I just think that 20 degrees is pretty restrictive, and I think it's, I can't help thinking there's an element of revenue collecting over this. That's why it's toned down, that's why it's confined so much. Is, this whole thing seems to be about consents.
So for the difference between 20 and 25 degrees in terms of soil loss, or runoff is not significant, you think, or
never has been at home anyway. No, I mean, it depends on the land, depends on when you. I mean, it's just look. You're going to get the abnormal, no matter what you're going to do. You're going to get the abnormal weather. You will get a runoff. Yeah. There's nothing you can do about that. Extreme conditions, but in general, it's not an issue.
Okay,
no. I think that there are areas that shouldn't be worked, but and I think that's well covered, but I think 20 degrees is too low.
All right, thanks very much.
Good morning. Just putting your submission in context, you're quite a very rugged coastal lot that you wintered dairy cows on?
Correct.
Yeah. Is it down like I think it's on Maui, you said?
Correct.
Mr. Smilly. So is that a sand property, sand on that property?
Not on the 800 acres at the back, it's not, no. But some of it is sand on the front.
And waterways running through?
Through the sand.
Through your property?
Out the back there's natural waterways out the back. They weave all round. The practicality of fencing them off is, well, I mean, I've had an environment south and farm liaison officer out there, and I mean, he scratched his head. Yes, he said, if you read the plan, there's a grey area there, but he said it's not practical, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bill, thank you for your submission. You suggest a formula for setback depending on slope and topography.
Well, it's Federated Farmers formula. Yeah. That's where it
comes from. So my question is, how practical is that where you've got variable topography within one block, you maybe? You go with the flow, right.
Well, it gets back to common sense, which for some reason doesn't seem to be recognised now. You know where there's runoffs that need extra area to, if it runs slow, if it flattens out before it gets to a ditch, you probably can be a little bit more lenient. But if it's sloping right to this, then you've got to go back a bit. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Is that not right?
Well, I'm asking the question.
Yeah, I know you're asking the question. I'm not allowed to ask questions.
Well, you can ask them, but they may not be responding to
you. Yeah, you put me in the corner, though.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, now I'm just, talking to a practicing farmer about how practical the suggestion is. That was my question, and I think you've answered it. Thank you.
Yes, I just have one. You've made a comment here about the intensive winter grazing. You also made a comment about cultivation. Would it be your view that you would work the paddock where you expect to be able to feed the stock?
Yes.
And the setbacks, that conversation has actually happened at the beginning of the process, not...
Yeah, we have blocks that we wouldn't work.
Right. Do you think that to take this, and you made comment already, what we call Appendix N, it details a lot of things that happen on the property, but it's like personalising some of the things in the plan, how you will actually effectively do a number of things like your cultivation and the critical source areas. Is that a place where you could actually, or do you see a place it would be personalising some of the things you do on your property, which effectively picks up your good management point?
I've just got to think about that. In other words, my personal appraisal before I start the operation, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. So you
I mean, you do. Yes. So I mean, we've got paddocks that we would winter feed off, and we've got paddocks that we'd plough up and just sow out straight. We wouldn't winter feed off them. So is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah. So you record that somewhere, so somebody else can come in and say you've thought about the farming activity. It doesn't matter what you do, but you've thought about the farming activity and you've written it down, so that's a good reminder.
I haven't recorded it, but in saying that, if there was a change of management, I always have that. Even when I sold out of Rice Bush, I said to them then, I said, anything you want to know, don't hesitate to contact me, because I knew where all the drains were, the whole nine yards. So, from time to time I have been contacted, and I would do the same if I was a change of management or something down home through circumstances, then I would offer I would offer that service. But to actually write it down, I haven't done that, no.
Right, but the idea of planning ahead starts early.
Of course it does.
You connect in the activity with the...
Yeah.
The preceding activity, which is cultivation for a winter crop. So
To be quite honest at the moment, my farm is it's basically dairy grazing now, and they manage their own stock. But we have virtually monthly talks, in fact weekly talks, of what's happening, how much is on the farm, where they're going, how they're going about it, and that gives the opportunity for both parties to if there's any issues, to put them on the table.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And thank you. I've no further questions. Thanks very much for coming in this morning.